over St Michael's, chalk up their third win of the campaign and book a place in the quarterfinals for Ardragh. The third disappointing defeat in a row, lost to McCool's by a point last weekend, and now 2 point defeat here this afternoon. This was an entertaining game. A slow scoring at the start indeed. Remember, Colin McFadden got that opening goal for St Michael's on inside 2 minutes, and then we had 2 points from Ryan Malley and Stephen Boyle before Colin McFadden knocked over the first of his 6 points here this afternoon. But Johnny Sweeney, who was one of the key performers for Ardragh, he reduced the margin again just on the stroke of the first break on 16 minutes to a 2 point game. Ardragh then had a golden spell, and Larkin O'Donnell, Sweeney, Stephen Boyle with 2 minutes. 6 points to 1-2 in favour of Ardragh with about 5 minutes of normal time left in the half. Colin McFadden, that trusty left boot of his, one from a free and two from play, tied it up at the break. 1-5 to St Michael's, 8 points to Ardragh. Second half was a real slow boiler. Colin McFadden, the goal scorer in the first half, but the first score of the second half, 10 minutes into the period, and Colin O'Claffin on at half-time for Robbie Adair, Sin Bind. St Michael's made hay. Martin McElhenney, Carlos O'Reilly and Colin McFadden kicked points as they raced into a 1-9 to 0-8 lead. But Stephen Boyle, his fourth of the afternoon, reduced the margin to a 3-point game again. It was really nip and tuck right through to the end, but Colin McFadden kicking a couple of points, and we had those great points from Stephen Boyle, Johnny McHugh and the last one there from Callum Melly. But final score here at the bridge, St Michael's a goal and 11, Ardragh 12 points.